PlayStation 4, Peter Sabo, SABO, January 25, 36. Address as a letter, Dr. Freestone, 875-8304. Dear Dr. Freestone, follow-up Mr. Sabo, advanced renal failure. Last visit November, comes accompanied with wife Diana. Stable weight, no change in appetite, denies vomiting dysphagia, no diarrhea bleeding, good urine output, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Chronic edema, left-sided, more than the right, from prior vascular procedures. No ulcers, wears compression stockings, keeps legs elevated, on diuretics. Which presently he's doing 3 days a week, 80 milligrams divided doses, the other four, 60 milligrams divided doses. Has respiratory failure from COPD on oxygen, 3 liters at home, no purulent material hemoptysis, chronic hoarseness of the voice from prior throat cancer and treatment, no gross orthopnea PND, no localized new pain, no falling episode. Next paragraph, other medications. I'm going to highlight the Coric, Norvasc, Hydralazine. Today, blood pressure, 106.58. COPD abnormalities, distant clear, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension. 4+ edema left, 2-3+ edema right, no cellulitis, decreased hearing, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, hoarseness of the voice, overall muscle wasting, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49, that's baseline for him, considering his low level of mass, the true GFR likely is below that. Sodium, potassium is normal, bicarbonate elevated, a combination of respiratory failure, respiratory acidosis, and diuretics. Normal glucose, calcium, albumin low at 3.5, liver function test not elevated. He has pain cytopenia, white blood cell down to 3.3, anemia 9.2, large red blood cells 108, low platelet count 127. There is low iron saturation, 12%, ferritin was not done. Otherwise, we did B12, folic acid, FIDO, liver function test, not elevated. Prior magnesium, phosphorus, not elevated. He has prior abdominal aortic aneurysm repair with an aorto bi-iliac endograft. They did embolization lumbar vessels, inferior mesenteric artery, left internal artery, left internal iliac artery. A leak around the left common iliac graft. Follow through University of Michigan. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. PKD stage 3, probably worse given muscle wasting. However, no symptoms to indicate dialysis, no uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, COPD, respiratory failure, hypoxemia, respiratory acidosis on oxygen. Next number, metabolic alkalosis, as indicated above. Next number, history of throat cancer, radiation, with paralysis, left-sided vocal board, and chronic hoarseness. Some dysphagia, previously peg feeding, tolerating oral intake, nutritional stable. In the low side, next number, hypertension, in the low side, but not symptomatic. Next number, pain cytopenia, probably myelodysplasia syndrome. Discuss about going to hematologist. They want to wait a little bit longer. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis from prior smoker, right-sided carotid artery stenting, as indicated above, abdominal aortic aneurysm, peripheral vascular disease. Next number, chronic edema lower extremities, worse on the left comparing to the right. We discussed about testing venous Doppler for deep vein thrombosis. This is, however, chronic, likely from above procedures, continued diuretic salt restrictions, compressing stockings and elevated legs, chemistry in a regular basis, come back on the next 3 months, continue RNS in a monthly basis for hemoglobin less than 10, update iron and replace appropriately, end of dictation.